Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Chofetz Chaim Initiative, L'ilah Nishmas Rabbi Yona David ben Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. We're holding in the beautiful Sefer Ahavas Chesed in Perek Rishon in Ois Yud. We have been speaking about the mitzvah of Halva'a and, by the way, discussing other mitzvahs of Chesed as well. Says the Chofetz Chaim when discussing the details of giving somebody a loan. In Bosh Shimon Eitzel Reuven V'Omer LaHalveni Mona, Reuven asks Shimon and says, please give me some money. I can only pay you back in installments. I can't give you the full repayment at once. Well, of course, that's something that is not ideal for a person who has some capital. He's happy to lend it, but he wants to get it back as one large infusion of capital, so he then can use it for other things. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in this case, you are not obligated to give somebody halva. One is pater. But, of course, if you do it, it's a tremendous mitzvah. If you love your brothers in Klal Yisrael, you should also, it's good to give the halva'a in this fashion as well. However, it's not me'ikar adin, but it's only a lifnim mishuras hadin. And that's an important aspect for us to realize when it comes to chesed. And many of us, I'm sure, intuit this on our own. Certain chasadim one is obligated to do. Certain chasadim you don't have to do, and you can find excuses why you're putter, why you can get out of it, why right now I don't have the time to do this chesed. And in fact, many of them may be valid, and many times you may in fact be putter from engaging in a chesed. But says the Chafetz Chaim, you always have the opportunity when it comes to chesed to even go lefnim mishuras hadin, to even go beyond what is obligated. And that's because you love every yid, you have achva, you have a brotherhood for kol Yisrael arim zeh lazeh. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the achva, loves it when Klal Yisrael is b'shalom. And it's a tremendous inyan to go the fnim mishuras hadin in the mitzvah of chesed. It reminds me of a beautiful, beautiful story we mentioned a few days ago from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Another story today from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who of course we know lived in Shari Chesed. And there was an almana who owned a makolad, who owned a store. And unfortunately, her husband passed away. And this widow was the one who had to manage the store. And in the olden days, and today a little bit as well, we know the delivery comes and they leave these big crates on the sidewalk because the store is not usually open when the delivery men come around. And Mela is the job of the store to schlep in those big crates, those big containers, and put them in their appropriate locations in the grocery store. And there was an amana, and for her, it was the milk delivery that was exceedingly heavy. That was the heaviest type of delivery she got every single day. And every day she would come, and it would be difficult for her. One day she comes and the milk crates are already inside by the door. It happened the second day and the third day. And for many weeks, many months, or maybe even longer, I don't know the exact details, this happened kaseder, that every day when she came to the store, the milk crates were already located in the place to make it easier for her. One day she was curious, who's doing this tremendous type for me? And she waited out early. You can imagine an old amana and Shari Chesed staking out her store. And she saw it was none other than Hagoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who he himself every day, on the way to learn, on the way to daven, wherever he was going, he would make an effort to schlep these big milk crates into the store so that Mona herself wouldn't have to do it. Now, I'm sure there could have been many, many heterim that Shlomo Zalman could have construed. Maybe he wasn't so strong. Maybe it didn't pass. It wasn't according to his stature. Maybe he has to go learn. He has to go give a shir. There's so many things he could have said that would have exempted him from doing this beautiful chesed. However, he chose perhaps the fnim mishuras hadin to go beyond what he was obligated to do and to do it anyway. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. When it comes to halva'a, to tzedakah, to many chasadim, we can always construe heterim excuses why perhaps we're exempt, and it could be they're actually valid. It's not saying there's malice in the exemption, but you always can go extra. And the more extra we do for Kadosh Baruch Hu, some midah k'neged midah, of course he'll do extra for us as well. Tzichus ol b'zimut shavi for our friends, for our families, for our kilas, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.